Hi, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back to another week, another round, another paycheck in all of our pockets by any means necessary. I'm going to claim that for myself and for you. Welcome back to another week of Life is a Trip. I am your host, Andrea, or Drea, if you can't get right and say the first portion of my name or the second half. How you doing? You been all right? So listen, for real, I won't keep y'all this week, but I remember having a conversation last weekend because we both saw something online that struck a chord within us, and it was something to the effect of it was a girl talking about a guy saying that guys really aren't funny. It's just we're laughing at our own jokes, or we're laughing at our own stuff that we say to them. So it's not that these guys are funny. We're laughing at ourselves. And it struck a chord today. Like, I got it for what it was, and I had a light bulb moment then, but then I had another light bulb moment today, and I was like, oh, it was us all along. Like, it was us. We are the vibe. We are the ones that are the entertainment. Like, we enjoy ourselves. Whenever you think about, you know, that you're missing someone, or that you like to be around someone, think about the reasons why. I bet you that it's going to come back around. If it's not truly, really them genuinely entertaining you, and this is just all around entertaining, not ha 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 funny all the time, but just if this isn't someone that is, you know, bringing, like, genuinely bringing something to enrich your life, if you realize that it's just you reacting off of them and your life becomes better, baby, it was you. It was you the whole time. I think we get so caught up with the fact that things tend to happen around certain people that we're pairing those good things or those good feelings with that person, where all we had to do, and don't get me wrong, I get that some people bring different sides out of each and every one of us, which is why we tend to pair those feelings with a particular person, because being around that person brought out this side of you. But coming back around, it's still you. And y'all might be sitting here listening like, that ain't nothing new. But baby, thinking about it like that just now, it blew my fucking mind. I promise you. I was like, oh, it was me. It was me all along. I didn't even think about it like that, because everybody gets a different version of us, whether we're aware of it or not. Being around certain people, they get a different version because they bring out a different side. All of these sides I'm entertained by. And so I pair these particular emotions and the feelings that I feel when I'm around XYZ, I tie it to them and giving them the credit. What? I don't know, y'all. That whole concept was nuts to me. Like, I am giving these people the credit when all along I am entertained by myself. I am pushing myself. Now, that's not to discredit any of these people, because if I wasn't around them, maybe I wouldn't have, you know, not exercise, for lack of better words, exercise this part of my personality as much, to where I would discover that, you know, I'm like this around blah, blah, blah. Does that make sense? I don't know, y'all. My mind was just out of there today when I was thinking about that, like, yo, we really are our own vibe. We really are. We are the ones that bring that certain sass and pop to whoever the fuck comes in our path. We are that secret ingredient to whatever sauce is on the table. You feel me? Like, we are the ones. I don't know, man. I'm a let y'all go. This episode was going to be real short, like I said, but I just had to share that because I'm like, if it's blowing my mind like this, I know somebody else is going to put two pieces together and have the same mind blown moment. Like light bulbs just going off. Man, this whole time, y'all, we were the sauce. It was in us the whole time. All right. I'll finish having my mind blown off the mic, but I just found that to be so crazy. And so you when you think about it like that, you start to realize you start to realize that the people that you may think about often, because maybe they're a past loved one, a past significant other, a past friend, whoever is no longer in your life currently, you think about the reasons why you like that person, why you miss them, or why you think about them often. Like 100%. Ain't no reason to lie to yourself. Who's going to hear it? Who's judging you? Well, let me not say that, because we're our own worst critics, so we're judging ourselves. But don't judge yourself. Don't put yourself in that position just for a second. Think about these people that you think about and want to see and want to be with, and think about why. I bet you it's going to come right back around to you. You liking how you felt and what side of your personality they brought out. That side of your personality, it's still there. It was always there. You know it now exists even more so. So you don't really miss them. You miss the person that they brought out when you were around them. You can bring that person back out, you know. You don't have to only pair that personality or that characteristic with that person that's no longer in your life. Just in case you guys were thinking about past people, had to throw that out there, put that in your ear real quick. If it's in you the whole time, you don't need those other people that are no longer around. Just think about the person that you were when you were with them. Think about the things that they brought out when you were around them. And put that into play in today's time. I'm speaking like it's, well, shit, I don't know your situation. It could have been years back. It could have been ages ago. So, yeah, put that into play right now. If that's what you're missing, if that's what you're missing, that feeling that, you know, that side that they were able to tap into. Just bring that right back out. You don't need permission from anybody. You're still you. You're still likable. You're still, you know, everything that people gravitate to you for. You still have that. Just tap into that same thing or feeling or whatever you were tapping into when you were around that person. Do it again. You don't need that person just to be who you were or who you thought you were when you were with them. So, okay, for real, I'm gonna let y'all go. I hope you have an awesome, productive week ahead, And if you want to keep up with me online, make sure you follow Life is a Trip Pod on all social media. And if you have any suggestions, topics, questions, whatever, hit me up at lifeisatrippod@gmail.com and I will respond to you there. Outside of that, do something today that your future self will be proud of you for. And that is being your own vibe. Just continue being the vibe. That's what we're going to go off of, okay? Just continue being you. You can't see my hand movements, but I'm just continue being you. You can imagine what I'm doing with my hands right now. Just continue being you, baby. You good. You are good. All right. Y'all have an awesome week. I'll talk to you next week.